This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Will think that I'm satisfied when it comes out in mainstream news that your smartphones are dialed into hundreds of corporations, major governments, with signals to all the other stuff in your house that's been digitally pre-designed and rolled out like Trojan horses to surveil you, control you, manipulate you. You'd think I'd be happy that's all confirmed. No, I'm not happy. We didn't stop it. It's been made ubiquitous, and now it's just rolled out. And then Zach was bringing up, we got a bunch of guests coming up in the next segment, one of the producers, that, yeah, he saw a documentary, a presentation, where the psychologists know what they're doing. And not all psychologists are bad. Most of them are just, you know, the general public trying to help people. But the corporations hire psychologists with their subliminals and their manipulations, their overt or covert control, to then give everybody a trophy. Well, then it just makes ever getting success meaningless because you don't know. And then millennials are afraid to ask a girl out. They're afraid to ask a guy out. They're the equivalent of like 10-year-olds by the time they get to college. And that was the point I was making a few weeks ago that Colbert made a big joke out of. I was on the other extreme end. I'm not proud of the way I was when I was a teenager, but I was acting like some horrible playboy who was 45 years old and was a billionaire. I mean, I was just a maniac. That was because I had all my animal traits expressed early on, then I tapered them off after that. And of course, here we are today, politically, not bowing down, not giving in. So there's this domestication. They know what they're doing. And Zach, you're always saying eloquent things behind the scenes. I mean, let it rip with your rants about millennials. And I'm not saying Generation Z is perfect. It seems, because the first generation, say, of insects that gets hit with a pesticide tends to die. A few live. But then the next generation becomes more resistant, then another one becomes immune. And I think we're going to see kind of the X-Man, not Generation X, but kind of the X-Man effect, where more people psychologically and spiritually are more resistant to what's coming. But some generations, the first to be hit with true psychological warfare, like the millennials, have been just hammered by it.
Yes. And I mean, it started with a whole everyone is equal. Everyone's on the equal plane with each other. Everyone is all receiving the same awards. And they were saying it leads to how we feel about Facebook and how social media, that's feeding our all of our reward centers. Because you go on Facebook and the first thing you're doing is you're posting all comments, statuses. You're posting pictures about how happy your life looks and how happy. But in reality, you're miserable.
You're building a fake life.
Yes.
But you're miserable. It's all show. It's all posing. And again, the Facebook documents come out 2 weeks ago. They're preying on people and trying to keep them insecure and pathetic in the false reality instead of being successful in the real reality. That's what the globalists want.
Yep, yep. And it creates this entire yearn for some sort of, I guess, some sort of purpose in their life. It makes it so that their work isn't important because they're not searching for more value.
And don't worry, Facebook's got SJW work. They'll make you feel empowered.
Yep. So that's where you go. You feel like, yo, you don't have a voice. You go on Facebook and the amount of likes you get, the amount of retweets you get, the amount of comments you get, that is the entire design of your pleasure center. And it becomes a miserable experience because then you realize all of it's fake and you invite everyone to your birthday party and no one shows up.
Instead, the real conflict's happening. We still engage the internet, but we're in the real third dimension. We're winning. You can join us now.
Yep.
All the ancient systems of humans, the honor, the truth, the justice, the struggles, it's here. We're waiting. Join us. Zach, I want you. That's why I want you guys. Once we, I want to have a roundtable show with the producers. I'm serious. Starting out on the weekends, but weekdays, because these producers are so smart. We'll actually get them on air to talk about it. So there's Zach breaking that down. We're going to come back with some of the guests straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the Human Resistance Against Dehumanization. This is Human Victory.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say, they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the body armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
First, it was Bill O'Reilly. Is Hannity next? The big media are at war with President Trump and his allies. David Horowitz reveals the truth in his new book, Big Agenda. Big Agenda exposes Obama's secret plan to stop Trump. Ann Coulter says, arm yourself with Big Agenda. Rush says, you must read it. Get Big Agenda, a number one Amazon bestseller. Or check out the free offer to save almost $30. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX. Or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
When I was young, I was the nicest guy. I thought I was the chosen one. But time went by and I found out a thing or two. My shine wore off as time wore on. I thought that I was living out the perfect life. But in the lonely hours when the truth...
CompoundMedia.com, Gavin McGinnis on Twitter. Gavin McGinnis is a English-born Canadian writer, actor, comedian, movie star, you name it. He founded Vice. Of course, that's been taken over and turned into an SJW sewage line. And he, of course, does a lot of great work out there with Compound Media and so many other groups. And it's really great to have him on the broadcast with us. Le Pen lost, and I don't want to be a sore loser, but all over the internet, all over the news, there's like all these ballots of hers stolen. And the poll showed neck and neck, or her ahead, or her slightly behind. Then she loses by like 30 points. Was this the French going with style, capitulating, being cuckolded, going into Stockholm syndrome? Or
French? France is run by women. And it's not just any woman. It's crazy ex-girlfriends who think that suicide is dramatic and sexy. They think they're in a movie. French girls are nuts. They love drama. So they voted for this Marie Cohn because they like suicide. They think it's a screw you to Trump, to Brexit, to America, to their own fathers. It's like a girl just jumping off a cliff and going, nobody loves me.
Well, that's exactly what it is, because you've got massive radical Muslim influx, raping, killing. We'll probably play a short video in a minute where the Islamists are all celebrating. I mean, this is totally insane. Tourism's down 80% the last decade. Macron is in front of giant Illuminati pyramids. You've got all this craziness happening. What do you think really happened? So you think she really did get elected then?
Yeah, there was tons of evidence they were handing out. I know a lot of French people, maybe it's from being from Montreal, but when they would get their ballots, then this is documented too, there'd be a little tear in the Le Pen one, so they could presumably throw it out. But she got a third of the votes. I think that the immigrants who hate her, yeah, look at all those torn ballots. And you got to understand too, France is all bureaucrats. The word bureau means desk. The whole country is so bureaucratic that if you're in the private sector, it's like being an albino or a professional athlete. People go, oh, vous travaillez dans le secteur privé, quoi. Oh, c'est bizarre. It's like a weird thing they never heard of. So I think we had a million forces against us. But the biggest force against us and against the French is their own ethno-masochism. They hate themselves. And I went to France after Bataclan. And I would say the number one concern after 89 people were not just killed, but dismembered, eviscerated, tortured. After that, their number one concern was a backlash.
Wow. Looking at France and you know, the example of committing suicide, where do you think France goes in the future here?
Well, I actually just talked to a guy who got back from there, and he was optimistic. He said, yes, she lost, but he doesn't have a party. He doesn't have a movement. He won by sort of hobbling together a bunch of different, you know, when all the Transformers get together and they make one giant Transformer? So those
Megabot
parties he's made up of, they don't like him. So it's not like Le Pen, who's been building a force that her father built for generations and generations. And he says that they're going to have some real momentum here. There's more elections going on for smaller
deals. Macron, form devastator.
Yeah, so he's more like the island of misfit toys, and she's more like Mrs. Claus. I really feel like we're going to see some change there, because there are some sane French people, like the police. They're cool.
Well, that's right. They actually bucked their own unions and said, go for Le Pen. I just don't get how they indicted her for saying radical Islam is the number one threat to France since the Nazis occupied them. I mean, clearly that's what's going on. They're burning stuff, murdering, killing constantly. I don't understand why the French are so into this and want to bring more Muslims in from third world countries.
They are take the worst parts of America, the most annoying Americans you can think of, the Upper West Side liberals, and then make that a whole country. And that's what they are. They're really the most detestable, self-hating Westerners available to man. And, you know, this wasn't in France, but I think she was Dutch. There was a woman who was just raped by Muslim migrants, and then she filed a false report in order
to say it was Germans. Yeah, that was in Germany a few months ago. She said, oh, I filed a fake report because I don't want the Muslims to get in trouble.
And then we have that other Muslim male politician who was raped by a Somalian, and he felt terrible. So I think it's hard for this sort of freedom-loving North American brain to understand them, but they could have their feet cut off, and they would just go, well, I mean, stubs are handier anyway. I'll save money on shoes. There's no limit to the suffering that they will take on.
And how did their life force get sucked out of them?
That's a great question. I really feel like it's feminism. I mean, I don't know how many times we were down there doing interviews and there'd be some woman who would come up and she'd go, what are you doing? What are you doing? And as she was talking, the man would always be behind her, just sort of going like, And then I'd say, we're interviewing Muslims. There was just a Muslim attack. And she'd say, don't get it twisted. Don't get it twisted. Meaning, don't blame Muslims for this attack. And I would try to antagonize her boyfriend and try to make him mad so he'd fight. And I'd say, can't you get her in the kitchen to make a sandwich just to get some life out of him? And she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't budge.
I was about to say, we had this teacher last week on video saying, kill Alex Jones. And then he keeps saying, I want him dead. I want him to die. And the guy that's doing the interview goes, how dare you say that? So the guy kind of gets in his face and goes, let's go. Then he backs off and the woman starts bossing the guy who's like 6'7" around, because the other guy's like 6'3" and is literally, she's in charge. And they're using our chivalry just to like absolutely dominate, but they don't even dominate for anything. It's like they cuck out, the feminists cuck out to whoever the most crazy, primitive, nutball alpha male is from a monotheistic, crazy Islam. And of course, you talked about this a year ago, now it's mainstream news. Women wearing hijabs to stand against Trump in solidarity with Islam, why don't they just take scissors and cut their genitals off? I mean, this is insanity.
I'm really glad you brought up that clip, too, because that's exactly what I'm talking about. Sorry, I'm having some audio problems here. Hold on a second.
It's all right. Live TV radio here with Gavin McGinnis, the superstar. But seriously, folks,
I had another speaker in the room. The beauty of that clip is she's sitting there picking fights with strangers. A giant is trying to tell her to calm down, and then she wants to kill you. And it's the same thing in France. It's this arrogance that is putting not just the country in danger, but these actual women in danger.
And she says, I want to kill him. And the guy goes, that's wrong. She goes, how dare you be upset? I just want to kill people.
It's also evidence, by the way, that women shouldn't drink, because she's clearly had a few too many Manhattans. But here in New York, speaking of Manhattan, we just had this woman who was pushed in front of a train. And you're reading the article and you go, wait a minute, it says 4:20 a.m. Why was a woman on a subway in New York at 4:20 a.m.? And then 2 days later, we have this German woman who's up in Harlem at 2 in the morning, also taking a subway. She gets mugged and assaulted and raped.
By the way, I'm a pretty tough guy. New York subways, I've been on them at 3 a.m. They're scary. I've had guys try to rob me.
It's so bad that you're almost saying something just by being there. If you and I were in Harlem at 4 a.m., it's almost like we're saying, hey, we want to fight. Let's go. We're starting a fight just by existing. But we've over-empowered these women to the point where they go, I want to beat up this guy. I want to kill Alex Jones. I'm going to do this. And then the next thing you know, they're voting out of spite. They voted for this, I call him Mary Cohn. They voted for this Mary Cohn as a screw you to us, to America, and to people that don't like Muslims. And you go, lady, you shouldn't do things out of spite. It's too emotional. Try to be rational. Please.
No, I agree. I've been on a boat. You get off the boat at 3 a.m. You're having a great time. You're on the New York subway, even in Manhattan. And there are people going, nice watch. And you're like, dude, I'm the same size as you. They're like trying to rob you. I couldn't imagine women just waltzing on to like subways at 4 a.m. I mean,
feminism is making women, it's endangering them. It's making them vulnerable.
Well, I told you the story. I've been out with my friends who have like super gorgeous wives. And we'll be out at a pool hall, nice place, whatever. And women will walk over with like duck's ass haircuts, like James Dean, and try to like grab guys' wives from us. And they're so confident. We say, get the hell out of here. They start bitching like we're being misogynistic. Listen, dude, this is his wife. You don't just come pick her up, lady. Get the hell out of here.
Well, look at Moldy Locks. She goes, I'm going to go get 100 Nazi scalps. And you go, that's not wise. And then, she runs out of the front line. Pow. She gets nailed by
the guy. Let's pull that up. What's the article to pull that up? This lady goes, I'm going to go kick people's asses at the Berkeley March. And then she's surprised when she hits somebody, they cold cock her.
Yeah, she goes, I'm getting 100 Nazi scalps. And she also, in that tweet, she goes, I'm kind of scared, but also excited. And you go, that's scared you feel? Those are your natural human instincts. The problem with the far left is they're anti-instinct. They're anti-natural. So the next thing you know, you're just walking through Harlem. I'm going to go beat up some drug dealers. Then I'm going to go kill some Nazis.
Meanwhile, you could be 6'7" and a UFC fighter. You don't want to do that.
If you got mugged in a subway at 4 a.m., I'd go, well, that sucks, Alex. But
you deserve it.
What were you doing? Were you drunk? Are you familiar with New York City? What were you thinking? And now it's spread out to the world. We've told women they're men. And you know why we did this, by the way? I think a lot of this is just so you can bang chicks until they're 40 and then dump them because they're too old. So the men benefit from this lie. But we've told women...
Oh, they go along with it. I don't have any responsibility, baby, but you're so cool. Yeah, you're a feminist. And then the men get to be lazy.
It's like bra burning. They go, we're going to let our tits flop around. And you go, oh, no, please don't do that. I hate seeing breasts everywhere.
Yeah, McGinnis is our guest. We'll be right back. we got some other stuff coming up, too.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Loans are made by WebBank. Funds are deposited for delivery next business day if approved by 4:30 p.m. Central Time, Monday through Friday. Amazon is not a part of this promotion. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Do you know that some Americans have more credit card debt than savings? Don't you wish that there was an easy way to consolidate debt and save? With a fixed interest rate loan through Avant, that wish can come true. Through Avant, you can bundle all those bills and simplify your debt into one monthly payment, saving you time and money. Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a personal loan through Avant. It's all online, with no prepayment fees and no collateral required. And you can have $1,000 to $35,000 in as little as one business day. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 8181 when applying. That's A-V-A-N-T.com, promo code 8181.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-379-4442. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-379-4442. 1-800-379-4442.
We've got it.
The newsmen are coming to you.
Waging war on corruption, Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is it. The most demonized liberty transmission globally. The Alex Jones Show, yours truly.
Alex Jones and Kevin McGinnis. Owen Schroyer's going to be popping in because we got warnings on two YouTube channels because we played a clip from Australian TV of Muslims beating up police and screaming, "We love Osama, we love Obama." And they said, "This is culturally hateful, you can't show it." We're going to play it again next segment. They're like, "One more time, you're off the air." Meanwhile, local news can report it, national news can. So that's coming up. But that's what's crazy about this is there's such intensified censorship going on. And they're really trying to carry all this out. And Macron is, you know, suing U.S. journalists like the Sobiak we had on yesterday. To me, it's a sign of desperateness. I don't see myself as that important. I mean, we reach a lot of people. So does Gavin. But when they're saying Gavin McGinnis is evil, ban him, Alex Jones is evil, ban him, it's actually really cool to go, wow, these people are not invincible if they're obsessing about how they want to beat us up, how they want to kill us, how they want to go after us, how all this is happening. So looking at the state of the world, I hear all these criticisms of Trump. He's not God. He's killed the TPP. He is got all these hundreds of billions of new investment, trillions in the stock market. He's bringing back Glass-Steagall that doesn't let the big banks sell derivatives. They totally hate him for that. Clinton got rid of that in 95. He's doing so much good that he compromises to get us a better health bill. Everybody's like, "I'm done with him." And you know, we've gone from selling, you know, 500 Trump t-shirts a day to like 50. That shows me the capitulation, like babies, like social justice warriors demanding it's up to us. Trump's for real. That's why they're having hearings saying he's a Ruski, folks. Trump is absolutely a godsend. Is he perfect? Hell no. I can barely run my own life. I can barely keep, you know, the right groceries in the refrigerator. I can barely run 70 employees. Trump's got millions of employees. I can't believe he's doing this good a job. I'm not on some Trump-worshipping weenie fest here. The truth is we ought to be on our knees to God, thanking God that Trump's gotten this much done. That's why they hate him so much. Gavin McGinnis!
It's really what separates us from the left. I mean, they have the pendulum swung so far away from that tendency that Obama can do no wrong. He can blow $500 million on Solyndra solar panels. He can spend more money and take more time to build a website than it took us to defeat the Nazis. And they go, "Well, you just hate him because he's black." Bill Clinton can rape people. He can have people murdered. He can have sex with his intern. And they go, "Well, you know, I just care about his policies." Whereas on the right, we'll go, "The wall's not coming fast enough." Or, "That health care bill, it might go bad after a while." Or, "He's probably going to depose Assad." It's all these hypotheticals. And I like it, in a sense, because it shows that we're independent thinkers and we're not slaves to anyone. But it's also frustrating to see.
But we can't be slaves to instant gratification.
It's instant gratification, and it's a lack of unity, too. There's always the neocons hate the paleocons, hate the libertarians, hate the tradcons, hate the Republicans, hate the Republican establishment, the gay Republicans hate the anti-gay. I mean, even within Christianity, there's so much.
10,000 plus denominations.
It's frustrating. And
that's the problem with freedom is we are splintered. We're not the cult. So what do we do?
Well, it's funny, too, when they talk about the rich white cis male that's taking over. You go, which one? Because they all hate each other. Pat Buchanan and George W. Bush could not be farther apart.
But the cis male billionaires of Soros and Zuckerberg and Schmidt, they're all and Bill Gates, they're all together to screw us over with liberalism.
That's what globalism is, isn't it? It's one big homogeneity. It's let's destroy the world and then we'll rebuild it with our own, you know, Soros toothpaste or whatever. We'll rebuild it up in our image. I mean, Soros even talks about that Esperanto, just having one global language. It's like Tower of Babel stuff.
And have you read where Soros 20 years ago said he believes he's Christ but didn't want to say it because he might get locked up? He believes he's like the Earth Savior.
Well, he certainly behaves like that, and though it's good news that he's running out of time, I think he's passed this on to his kids, so we'll be dealing with the Soroses of the world for a long time. And it's
are
funny,
the Soroses like the herpes of the world? They just keep coming back?
And it's such a deep, deep fundamental evil that trickles down to everything. Like with Obama, they go, why do you care about – why do you think Trump is going to change these social justice warriors? Well, look at Obama with Title IX. He came up with a government program that incentivized schools finding rapists. So the next thing you know, schools are saying, there's a rapist, there's a rapist, there's a rapist, because he pays them. So
but bring the Muslims in where it's part of the culture and totally ignore that.
Yeah, we get that idiot with the clock who did a prank and tried to scare his classmates to make a politically correct point, and the president invites him to the White House. Cool clock, Ahmed.
Yeah, McGinnis, stay there. Let's look at Islam, and can we reform it? God, I want to reform it. I don't want to have war with these people. Let's talk about it straight ahead with Gavin McGinnis, ladies and gentlemen. We'll give you his website on the other side of this break, but for now, you can just simply go to compoundmedia.com.
The march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Electrify your day with Secret 12. It's like lightning in a bottle. We all have days in which we just can't seem to perform at the level we'd like to. InfoWars Live Secret 12 is designed to naturally energize your body and mind with two great tasting and super high quality forms of vitamin B12. Proper vitamin and nutrient intake is essential to keep your body functioning at optimum levels. The reality is, it's hard to take in the proper amount of vitamins we need each day with our modern diets. Secret 12 by InfoWars Live is an easy way to naturally upgrade your vitamin B12 intake and support your body's natural systems. It pairs two forms of vitamin B12 into one explosive formula. Vitamin B12 supports healthy energy levels through red blood cell formation and aiding in the body's natural processes, but it also assists with many other functions of the body. Electrify your mind and body and take your health to the next level. Experience the power of Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Sabotage our free market system. Now, Owen Schroyer's here, and I wanted to bring him in with Gavin McGinnis. He's a big fan of Gavin's. We'll talk about it in a minute because we got two warnings from YouTube. They took on two videos. We have shots of those we'll show you. Where we showed mainstream Australian TV where Muslims are just beating police up and screaming, "We love Osama, we love Obama." And they said, this is improper. This violates community guidelines of like racism or something. So it's this ongoing deal now where it's like protect the Muslims. Don't ever show what they're throwing gays off buildings or whatever. They've given us a warning over that, too. We just show articles where they're throwing them. We don't even show the video. But then CNN can do whatever they want. So we're talking to Gavin McInnes in a moment. Before I go any further, we are mainly funded by listeners. Everybody knows that. And I have produced with some of the top companies out there. We've private labeled some of the top products you see sold at Whole Foods. We just then discount them. So these are the highest quality. We've got a huge discount finally back in stock. Biome Defense, the probiotic with the very best strains. That is so good for you. Survival Shield X2 is selling out. That is the purest form from deep earth crystals, from oil drilling and gas drilling, not the stuff from seaweed. Amazing, good halogen. We also have a lot of other products available at InfoWarsStore.com. We're selling Trump Pence shirts at cost. Not that Trump or Pence are perfect, but just to be politically incorrect everywhere and trigger people, it's so important. And Super Blue sold out for a month and a half that it turns blue because it's got the real iodine in it, the real colloidal silver. It's fluoride-free, made by the biggest company in the United States that makes fluoride-free toothpaste. We private label it. It's made, obviously, up in Maine. It's 33% off retail. We have the children's bubble gum, natural flavor. If it doesn't have the spearmint and peppermint in it, but so strong. So we have the adult and the child available with high-quality toothpaste. If you sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off, and then you know you're supporting us each month. The products you need. So whether it's X2, whether it's Lung Cleanse, whether it's all the other great products at InfoWarsLife.com, it is you buying the products that literally, you know what's in the face of the New World Order. Because they want to make you poor. They want to control you. They don't want free market. They don't want the American system. They don't want you subscribing to the work that Gavin McInnes is doing over at CompoundMedia.com or The Rebel. They don't want you actually engaging and realizing, like the Muslims give 30-40% of what they do to political action. The average Western gives like 1% or less. If you just commit and just promote what we're doing and, you know, don't shout Bill Clinton's a rapist, we already kicked his ass, go shout InfoWars.com on C-SPAN or National News or other sites, it defeats them. The war is now. So InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's water filtration systems, the very best non-GMO heirloom seeds, Patriot Apparel, Molon Lambe, books, films, documentaries, it's all there. Items everybody needs at great competitive prices, a lot of times lower than Amazon. And then you're funding an organization that is a literal burr in the saddle, a wasp stinging the behind of the globalist. So you cannot fund a more vicious, focused, committed, pure organization than InfoWars. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Now, I want to go back to Gavin McInnes, but I'm bringing Owen Stroyer here. Owen, let's set up this clip. I want to play it for Gavin McInnes, who's been through massive censorship himself. We have this from YouTube. Document cam, please. We also have some digital shots of this we can roll. Hate speech. And it says, report this. They have these digital people that report it. So if we show Muslims saying kill gays, they block the video. Now, the liberal side's showing it. It's okay. They have community guidelines, and they say that our video that we showed off of local TV in Australia of Muslims beating people up, beating police up, and running around, here it is, hundreds of crazy Islamists riot and injure police in Sydney. And so we show this video, and I noticed CNN was allowed to show this, others were, but we can't. See, we're not real news. See, we can't show you something and say, oh, look at this. So you did a nightly news and a report on this. Both were banned, and YouTube's telling us, you do this anymore, we may just kick you off because you're so horrible. And they just say it's hate. It's racism. What is racist? I can't believe these cops are being beat up by these guys. I mean, it's like they're socials. I might be saying I'm a tough guy, but, I mean, you punch me, I'm going to break your jaw. I mean, I'm going to die trying. I mean, I've had my ass kicked. I've had my leg broken. I've been in almost a coma for 3 days, couldn't see. But, I mean, you know, you're going to get a fight. I mean, you try to attack on a chihuahua, it's going to bite you. You know, a little chihuahua you try to attack, and it's going to fight back. Where did the fighting spirit go? Tell us about this, Ellen.
Well, you're not a chihuahua. And just to provide a little background information, because it was made to me that it was not clear. I didn't make myself clear when I originally did this, and I'm glad that we have members of the staff here that hold me accountable to my reporting. But basically, a video on YouTube surfaces, and it's claiming to be an Islamic video, and it offends all of the Muslims in Australia. So they go out, and they start chanting because basically this video is demonizing Osama bin Laden, I suppose, and these Muslims like Osama bin Laden. Now, this is where I got into a disagreement.
So we're bringing people in that love Osama bin Laden.
Right.
They're on local news. We're not supposed to show, because local and national news in Australia is not worthy.
So here's the strange psychological thing that leads us to why we got banned. So these Muslims are in the street chanting, Obama, Obama, we love Osama. So my take from that is, first of all, why are they even associating with Obama this video? This video didn't come from Obama. It didn't come from the White House. Didn't even, as far as I'm concerned, it didn't even come from America. So why are they out on the streets? It's like, my theory is they look at Obama as their savior. They look for Obama.
No, I got it. Obama is now the leader of Muslims worldwide.
That's how I feel about it.
Yes, Obama is the leader of Muslims worldwide.
But regardless,
it doesn't matter. We're showing national and local news from Australia. This is newsworthy. We're on 200 plus stations. We reach 45 million people a week. It's not fake news or racist to show Muslims beating up police. Why the hell can CNN show this? But we can't. I'm going to show it in a minute. But Gavin McGinnis, what is going on here? I am sick of this.
Well, it's placating the most dangerous religion in the world. That's how bad we are with this ethnomasochism. And I think, I don't know how clear they have to make it to us. We're at the point now where they will do a terrorist act. We'll say that wasn't Muslims, and Muslims will go, no, that was us. Yeah, we did it.
All the shootings, all the attacks, exactly. Our media covers it up.
They have to compete with this liberal media and go, no, we want our names on that. We enjoyed doing Bataclan. We enjoy blowing people up. Don't take that away from us.
Running over little kids in Germany, in Sweden, in France. We love it. On the London Bridge. We love it. Give us credit.
Oh, they're calling for more truck attacks now. They're calling for
it. They say use bigger trucks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me.
Go ahead, Gavin. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You know, Sikhs are a religion that came here. By the way, huge victims of Islam.
Fighting Muslims.
A million dead. Their whole raison d'etre is defending the weak. Totally compatible with the Western world. Hindus from India. Totally compatible with the Western world.
They do great. They're one of the highest paid people in the country.
Yes. Plenty of very
Indians. Merge with America. Just like.
We need doctors.
They're great people. Yeah. We don't care they got brown skin. They're just not running around murdering everybody. They're actually opening businesses.
This is how I phrase it.
They want swimming pools and jet airplanes.
This is how I phrase it, Alex. The United States of America used to be invaded by people that sought independence. Now it's invaded by people that are seeking total dependence.
That's right. But yeah. I'm going to play this clip. But Gavin, what do you make of this?
I think if you want to know the future of you and Islam, look to Israel. They were having hundreds of attacks before they built that wall, and they've gone down to zero. And there's that giant, beautiful wall that was built there that I wish Trump would go down there and just copy it. It's wonderful. And it brought down terrorism to zero because what they said was, we can't work with you guys. We can't do a deal, so we're going to have a wall. And I think the Palestinians kind of appreciate it. They go, well, that was tough. Finally, these guys show some balls.
Exactly. Let's take Turkey. Claim they weren't radical. Now they join this whole caliphate. They're announcing invade Israel, take over Jerusalem. And again, this bashing Israel. Israel is this tiny country. Saudi Arabia won't take one, quote, Palestinian. Nobody will take them. In fact, most Palestinians are refugees thrown out of Muslim countries. Then they just call them refugees and then blame Israel. And I'm not in some Israel butt-dissing event, but Israel isn't doing anything.
There's one way to live with Muslims, and it's called building a wall. That's the only thing that works. And the only Muslims that do well, just like the Muslims who live in Israel, just like the Muslims they have in Parliament, the only Muslims that do well aren't really that devout.
They're heretics.
They don't really, they eat bacon. They'll have a beer. Those are the ones. So in a sense, they're less Muslim.
And let's be clear. I'm a Christian. I love God. If there were a bunch of crazy, super, ultra-right-wing Christians running around saying, don't have a beer, don't dance, in my face, screaming at me, I'd say, get the hell out of my country. But, I mean, imagine if Christians were sexually mutilating and putting women in slave pits and doing all this crap. And then I notice it's constantly Muslims trying to shut down InfoWars. They're the ones after us constantly, and I just want an open, free society. And I don't get why the left's allied with them. I don't want to go in some bashing fest, but our government has been allied with the most radical Islamic groups. Gavin, and then also Ellen, I'll play this clip. Why do you think our government, unless you disagree, is so, at least with Obama, allied with Islam? Why is France so allied? What the hell?
Because the left is hell-bent on sabotage. That's their number one priority. I want to destroy the family. I want to destroy Christianity. I want to burn this country to the ground. How do I sabotage my own culture? I know. Let's take the biggest bullies, the toughest ones, the most extreme nuts, Islam. Now, they're homophobic, they're racist, they're sexist. They're all the things I purport to hate, but they're really good at this sabotage thing. So go to the front of the line, boys, and just wreck everything.
Wow. Let's play this clip. Again, I'm showing everybody the views here. The hate speech, we're guilty of hate speech for showing national Australian TV, showing Muslims beating up police. This is happening.
This is reality.
We're not supposed to show this. We're on YouTube right now. They may ban this live feed because, again, the community guidelines say this is hateful. We have to show the hate. It's like saying, don't show Nazis doing atrocities because you're helping Nazis. That's what they're saying. They're saying, they don't even say what it is we've done. We're just not supposed to show Australian news. Let's go ahead. Here's the feed.
They've broken out into several groups. As you can see, it's very agitated, the situation here. Our cameraman just a couple of minutes ago captured some pictures of the rioters. They're very agitated. In fact, he was injured.
Here's the craziness. We dare show the ISIS flag.
And I'm not some... Oh, yeah, they have ISIS flags. Here it is.
From fiery, things quickly turned violent.
Turned violent. They're attacking the police.
Hate speech.
I'm not in a butt-kissing thing for the police. Why are the police putting up being attacked?
Bloodied and dazed.
It's tolerant.
Workmates trying to reassure him. With no apparent plan, the 100-strong crowd of mostly men stormed through the city. Police called...
Mostly men. I wonder where the women are.
Projectiles hurled at police. In Pitt Street Mall, a wall of force as frightened shoppers scattered like a capsicum spray used to move on the rioters.
Man, they pull that in Texas, the cops are just going to shoot them.
Police dogs were
called or someone else.
Dragged away this man, bloodied, battered, his clothes
like, torn. Fort Hood.
The chaos continued through the afternoon.
They let 100 punks run around and beat everybody up. So man, there, 20 guys, I can beat the hell out of those.
So there they were chanting, Obama, Obama, we love Osama. So this is kind of the debate that I wanted to have when I was originally broadcasting that. We ran out of time, unfortunately. My question was, why are they chanting Obama?
Hi, guys. This is Daria. I'm on air right now. I wanted to say something about this. So the reason I think they're chanting, they're tying Obama's name with Osama in this particular video is I wanted to take this video into perspective. So this happened in 2012. What happened a year before? Libya was destroyed in 2012, right? I mean, it's in 2011. For 3 years since Obama got into office, he's been waging drone wars on a lot of Muslim countries throughout the world.
So that's what they're saying.
He killed thousands in Pakistan. Hundreds of people were killed in Yemen and Somalia. So in 2012, Obama ran on the slogan that Osama bin Laden is dead. I mean, that was the Democratic slogan of his 2012 campaign. So what I think is happening here is they're trying to appeal to Obama, and they're actually trying to demonize him actually in this video. So they're saying, Obama, Obama, we actually like Osama.
Why did you betray
him? Let's be technical. I think this is 2015 was the riots in Sydney.
No, this is 2012.
The reaction to this
video that's called The Innocence of Muslims.
Sure.
That was a really
my question to Gavin and you and everybody is, why are we being censored when you guys showed this? Why aren't we supposed? Why can't we in America show what was on Australian TV? Gavin, Daria,
I think it's because you have Muslims chanting Obama. We can disagree on why they did it. I've got my opinion. Daria has hers, but it doesn't matter. It's the image. It's the optics of it. They can't handle that. Obama's back, baby. He's back. He's back from his little trip to his little island with his little boyfriends, okay? He's back. He's in South Chicago getting on politics. He's in Washington entrenched. He is back, baby. They can't have that video in the optics right now. They need Obama to win some of these people against Trump.
That's a good point. Gavin, what is your view on this video? I mean, I don't care who it is. There's nothing here. We're just showing a video. Everybody else can. Why can't we show this?
Isn't it amazing? If that's linked to The Innocence of Muslims... That movie, that little weird trailer that apparently caused Benghazi, was a Coptic Christian reacting to the fact that his people are being literally crucified. by Muslims. And our first reaction, Hillary's first reaction is, uh-oh, we made the black kids angry. Uh-oh, the Arabs are mad. Let's put this guy, Nasrullah Bakhli, Nasrullah, whatever his name was, let's put him in jail for a year because we don't want to offend people. So even when Christians are being massacred, we don't mention. I remember 60 Minutes did a whole thing on Coptic Christians too and how horrible it is. And they didn't mention that we just threw a guy, a Coptic Christian, in jail for a year for making a video.
Now, that's a good point because I get confused. The news said 2015. I believe, Daria, this happened earlier. But what was Benghazi, 2013, right?
I think it was 2012 was Benghazi. And yeah. This story that I'm looking at, which apparently is covering that video exclusively, is from September 16th, 2012, September 11th, 2012.
So Daria is right about that. So Daria, what do you think about this whole clash of civilizations?
Well, the Libya war started in 2011 and lasted 6 months. And then Obama went with U.S. military into Africa and Uganda with that Kony debacle, that militant. So I think that the Muslims were actually really pissed at Obama at that time. He was not their darling. I mean, I think these particular Muslims are obviously very low IQ Muslims who bought this little video and are trying to respond to it in a very reactionary manner.
What do you think about them censoring it? Why do you think they're blocking us playing it?
Oh, well, this is just an ongoing censorship that YouTube and Google is involved in. I mean, let's talk about this Innocence of Muslims.
But it's obvious they targeted that video, though. That's why we're talking about it. Because it happened twice.
So actually, after these protests, Obama was the one, and our now infamously Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals was the one that sided with YouTube and Google and took down that video, The Innocence of Muslims. I mean, that is horrendous.
That sets a precedent to kill free speech.
The Ninth Court is against Constitution, against the First Amendment, so I think this war is against the First Amendment.
That's it. Let's talk about that. We come back with Gavin McGinnis straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Wow, here on Fire Today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging war on corruption. By the way, I love Daria jumping in. I know you and her were getting an argument earlier.
We disagree on the reason why they're saying Obama's name.
Sure, but that's fine.
But yeah, it doesn't really cover what we're talking about. Why?
The point is, we're not a cult. Like, we're not prescripting what you say on it.
Yeah.
I mean, do I prescript what you say on it?
No. And you just said you didn't even know that me and Daria were having a disagreement on
this. Yeah, I was like, what the hell's going on? Back there, you guys were having a fight before the show.
Well, she called me out, and like I said, I'm okay. You know, if I report on something and it doesn't come off,
no, that's fine. Like that. She brought great context. Yes, the point is, we're trying to tell the truth. We're not. We're mainline TV and radio is so scripted. They got to pre-approve everything. The point is, that's not going on here. So the whole media assault is we're fake. We're actors. We're not real. It's BS. No, it's not. You're calling in. Our guests are real. That's why they hate this, because mainstream media is not free. It's not real news. It's not real journalism. They aren't free, like Gavin McGinnis is. Gavin, I mean, we're seeing massive assaults on people that promote free speech.
Isn't it interesting, too, how you're an ideas man? You're just disseminating ideas, concepts. No one's died. No one get hurt. No one gets hurt. But then you have Black Lives Matter saying, when do we want? What do we want? Dead cops. When do we want them now? Cops get killed. We have hands up, don't shoot, all over the mainstream media. More cops get killed. We have Hillary lying about a video.
You have Van Jones saying white lash, and then white kids get killed.
You have Newsweek saying that it's time to riot and kill people, and then I'm blamed with calling for violence. Sorry, Gavin, go ahead.
And to all these censors that want to shut us down, I go, okay, let's just for fun assume that you're out there trying to stop ideas that get people killed. We should be number 1,000 on your list. I mean, there was thousands of these Islamic magazines, these PDFs, downloaded in England and in Europe before those truck attacks. And the magazine said, use a truck to do this attack. Yet you are being persecuted, Alex Jones, because a jury doesn't like your views and they have to take your kids away because you're dangerous somehow. And I think the really dangerous part is that we promote freedom, and that scares them because they're not in control.
That's it. Do you think we're winning the war overall? Because we're having some victories, but the empire striking back with the defeated Le Pen. I mean, where are we historically?
I'm glad you brought this up, because this just happened in New Orleans. The corrupt mayor, Mitch Landrieu, tried to take down 4 statues under the auspices of, they're racist, we need to get rid of these things. He was successful with one, the Obelisk in Liberty, which was just a monument that showed where a riot was. That's it. But that, they got that down, and they failed to get Beauregard and Jefferson Davis, I think it was, and Robert E. Lee. They failed to get those down. And then we find out later that the mayor is in bed with this rich lawyer who has a slavery museum, and he wants these statues so he can put them in his museum and charge you to hear his version of events.
Of course.
He's paid to have these statues.
So it's like the British capturing all the historical loot, taking it back to the Royal Museum. They want these icons.
And the irony is they removed the obelisk, which is the globalist symbol that was there apparently for a riot, which they love rioting. You'd think that they would have wanted that one.
So Gavin, exactly. Are we winning or are we losing right now?
We're winning. We won that. We got Brexit. We got Trump. Canada has Trudeau. France has Macron. So as far as the Western world, there's still a lot of battles. But in America, no one takes these leftist nuts seriously anymore. They see them as loonies. I think they screwed up by bringing trans into the game and all these mentally ill people poured in. And now they go, aren't you the guys that scream about bathrooms and put pepper spray in people's eyes when they try to have a speech? So everything you see right now is the death knell. It's a fish flopping in the boat, screaming hysterically. But they're done.
And since we're talking about winning, too, it's always worth mentioning, and it seems to be forgotten a lot, is what's going on in Brazil right now. Brazil is actually probably leading the way for draining the swamp, much like Iceland did with the central bankers a few years ago.
Yeah, we got a lot of visitors from Brazil. They love it. Yeah, they're white.
Brazil's
Leonardo. Let me ask you both this. What's next when we're back in 70 seconds? 5 more minutes with Gavin McGinnis, and then Mark Dice joins us. They've had the new gender-neutral MTV Awards. Paul Joseph Watson hosts the 4th hour and more straight ahead. And they've discovered Saturn's mysterious hexagonal storm. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.